Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. It's really good for you to come on again. We appreciate that. I'm thinking this week about Israel, Jews, Palestinians, all that kind of area of the world, but particularly the nation of Israel. It's incredible how many times they still appear in the news. They're a pretty small nation in relative terms. They have a massive influence in world affairs. They are incredibly wealthy as far as their resources are concerned, and despite their size, they still have an incredible impact upon the world. Now, you probably know where I'm coming from on this one because I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible. The Bible told us in the days of the early days of the world's history, God spoke to Abraham and told him that from him a great nation would be born. In fact, many nations were born out of Abraham, some as a result of things that I take it God didn't intend him to do, but God honours his promises. That's why there are promises to other factions, Arabs and Palestinians and people from that background who come from Ishmael, who was one of the sons of Abraham. But God's promise of blessing and of nationhood was originally to be through Isaac, and through him Israel would be born and the nations of the world would be blessed. Very interesting to read Genesis just to see how God did honour his promise in respect of Ishmael, though it did warn that it would be a nation of conflict, a nation that would be a desert people, a nation that despite their wealth would find that they were up against opposition an incredible amount of the time. So biblical prophecy is an incredible thing in how this works out in terms of Israel and God's attention and blessing upon them, and yet how God also has promised to bless the Arab nations and these other nations because of their links to Abraham. But there's a special place in God's affections and love for Israel. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, especially in the current political climate, but that's what the Bible teaches. But I find it fascinating to see how often the Jews in Israel are still in the centre of world focus and affairs. Very, very tragic what's happened in this last week. And you find I often am saying this whenever I'm talking on this little slot, because the world is a place of sadness and a place where there's tragedy and difficulty, and the Bible tells us that sin came into the world by one man. Sin came into the world, and death by sin, and death and sin and horror and horrendous things are because of that act of rebellion against God. And if we would repent of our sin, and if we would turn to God and confess our need, he would forgive us, because Jesus died, Christ died for our sins, and God offers forgiveness and reconciliation and peace with God, and to give the power to people to be different. Christianity is about God making us different. So many people have dressed up Christianity in different ways and claim to follow Christ but fail to follow what he taught and fail to confess their guilt and their need and to come to Christ for forgiveness. Coming back to the Jew again, you think about this man, the sad, sad character, Mohammed Merah, and he's 23 years of age, a young man. He's died. Sadly, he put himself in the crossfire and he killed those various individuals, and you know, terrible really when you think that he killed not only three French paratroopers but a rabbi and three children, 4, 5 and 7, going into that Jewish school. A terrible, terrible thing. And then I also read today an article in the Daily Telegraph talking about William Hague and that he should learn from Operation Babylon. Interesting, the name's used, a biblical name of Babylon. I know there's still a city there on the outskirts of not far, too far from Baghdad. But here again, we think about back in 1981, Israel took this action against Iraq's nuclear reactor and various criticisms, etc. I'm not getting into the politics of it. But again, now we're talking about Israel thinking about Iran and about how they're going to deal with them and how they're going to try and make sure that they restrict their ability to develop nuclear arson, though this is a great problem. But I'm really thinking not so much about the politics of the thing. The Bible does teach that there will be trouble in the end times. The Bible does teach that the world will gang up and focus against Israel. Zechariah chapter 14 teaches that the nations of the world will surround Israel. They'll have nowhere to turn, nowhere to look. And at that stage, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will come back and they'll recognise him as Messiah, possibly for the first time in their history. The Bible teaches that the world is headed for judgment and headed for man's own increase in violence. And we see that on every hand, both socially We see it across the world politically and in military terms. Never have there been more wars than there are today. But tragically, people fail to see that the truth of God is actually being played out in the experience of a nation, and that nation is Israel. God is true. God's word is true. God has said as long as there's a sun in the sky, a moon in the sky, Israel will exist. And even though millennia passed, they identified themselves still as a nation and came back, I think it's in 1957, into that land, and God is still working out his purposes. But for you and I, we can know God personally. We can know the same God who deals with that nation. He's promised today to deal with us and to bring salvation to those who will turn to him, and to bring people into a relationship with him. That's why the Bible teaches that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Today you could know God personally. You could escape the coming judgment of God. You could be saved from hell and God's eternal judgment of separation from him in the lake of fire. Why? Because Christ died for our sins. Because he met the demands of God and God's justice. And through this man, Jesus, is preached today unto you the forgiveness of sins. Now, please read something on the blogs if you want to go on to findingthemissingpiece.blogspot.com, or listen to more of the audios, or if you're interested, go on to YouTube and put it in Seek the Truth or stephen.g.baker and watch some of the videos there. I hope you find them helpful. Thanks again for listening.